Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can experience your own erotic fantasies, feeling them as if they were really happening. Every kiss, every lick, every thrust, sending those wonderful sensations through your body. Now, you can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Loosen any clothing and put your earbuds in. Close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing over your body as you enjoy tonight's show. The room is cold, not painfully freeze your balls type cold, but cold enough that he could see her breath as she lay on the bed. Despite the chill, her body radiated an internal heat, the furnace of need that fuels his desire. He watches her for a moment. In the same way an artist might study a canvas before crafting their art, seeing the hidden beauty that even she wasn't aware of, the signs that betrayed her desire, her lust, that just made him so damn hard. She was a true beauty to behold. The way her nipples were so hard, beautiful pink nubs that invited his vicious attention. His eyes followed the curve of her body. She wasn't naked yet, just dressed in panties and a tank top. But every curve of her body was so beautifully hinted at. Her thighs already tensing with the desire she knew would be satisfied here tonight. "Close your eyes," he whispers, his voice quiet yet strong. She gasps gently, safe in the knowledge that this is where it begins. Her eyes close obediently, submissively. With that one action, she has given him her trust. She has given him the power to enjoy their desires fully. His chest swells with pride as he removes a silk blindfold from his pocket. She moans gently as he tightens the material around her eyes. The deep crimson, a perfect contrast to the porcelain pale of her skin, its hue accentuated by the gentle blush growing over her cheeks. In a habit she has had since their first encounter, she moistens her lips, even though she will not say anything unless asked directly to speak. Well, until the sensations become too much, and she cannot help but beg for satisfaction. Gently, he brushes the back of his fingers down her cheek, remarking to himself about her beauty. He always found it strange that she thought she was just okay looking, considering, whereas the woman he saw was so much more vibrant than she could imagine, and never more so than when she was succumbing to his wishes. His thumb caresses her now moist lips. Feeling her shudder under his touch, he smiles to himself. What things might she be imagining? what desires might be burning through her body right now. Her body has only ever been the start of his desire. His ultimate fantasy was to occupy her mind, completely, to be her every desire. Now that would be complete satisfaction. Tracing his fingers down the soft skin of her neck, she tenses slightly as his fingers caress that one spot, lingering a little. He watches her thighs tense, squeezing tightly together, her sweet feminine fragrance already drifting around him. Taking in a deep breath, immersing himself in her growing desire, the fairy smell of her need seeming to move through every cell. There is nothing like the arousal of a woman to fuel his own passion, he thinks to himself, tracing his fingertips lazily between her breasts. Her back arches, pushing her breast closer to his fingers, pausing as he reaches the bottom curves of her breasts. He slides his fingers over one, catching her erect nipple, forcing a moan from her lips, edging his hand between her body and arm, his fingers encircle her wrist before retrieving another silk scarf from his pocket and fastening it. Maneuvering her arm up her body, he presses down on her wrist while grabbing the other wrist and lifting it to meet the first one. Moving his hands one over the other, she flips on the bed until she is face down. After tying both hands to the bed rail, he stands back, admiring the prone beauty on the bed. His fingers trace down her spine, firmly enough to force an aching desire to move down her body, before finding the waistband of her panties, sliding his fingers underneath the soft material, twisting it firmly, pulling her panties against her clit, a gasp drops from her lips, rocking his hand gently, the material rubbing up and down her lips, accentuating her fragrance in the air. He smiles to himself before releasing them. Her ass tightens in expectation as his fingers push over the soft flesh. Pinching it gently, he leaves little red marks over each buttock. As she parts her thighs in the hope of early satisfaction, he becomes transfixed by the glistening on her thighs, her panties dripping with her pleasure. He realizes he is licking his lips in anticipation, his own desire growing, burning through him, like a wildfire of lustful need. His thumbs push over the globes of her ass, parting them to get a better view. Damn, she looks so sexy like this. It's all he can do to control his need and not fuck her, right here and now. But he knows that would be a waste, a quick 10-minute fuck, when he can enjoy so much deeper pleasure. There really wasn't any comparison. Reluctantly tearing his eyes from the sparkle between her thighs, his vision moves up her ass, the gentle red hue becoming its soft focus. With urgent desire, he brings the palm of his hand down roughly across her ass, his broad hand almost spanning both cheeks. Her ass lifts in applause, wanting more. Another spank, severe and brutal enough to make the sound echo around the room. His balls tighten with lust at the sight before him. Her pussy positively dripping through her panties, soaking the inside of her thighs. His cock aches hard in the lowly lit room. Another hard spank before he gently slides his fingers along her folds, caressing up and down her throbbing lips. Already he can feel her clutching with need, the tremors in her core resonating through her lips. Pushing a finger inside her, her lips slide easily along the length of his digit. As he feels it all the way inside, the very tip of him massaging her wall, he stops, enjoying the sensation of her pussy clutching desperately at his finger, knowing the need she feels right now is only just beginning to grow. withdrawing his finger. Dripping with desire, he circles the tight rosette of her ass, a desire she never thought she would enjoy. But once she had experienced the true pleasure of an anal orgasm, his little muse couldn't get enough. Her rosette pulses with need as she pushes her ass back toward him, willing him to push inside her. Teasingly, he caresses around that most private spot, heightening all the sensations moving through her body. He smiles to himself as he watches her movements, perfectly in time with the motion of his finger, much like a conductor controls an orchestra. Teasingly, he slides his finger back along her folds, immersing in the desire dripping out, before sliding it back to her rosette and pushing inside. A loud groan of pleasure fills the room as he slides past her tight muscle and teases inside, enjoying the sensation of her throbbing growing, the desperation of her ass lunging back onto his finger. Knowing she is only moments away from coming, he stops and pulls his finger out. The groans of pleasure replaced with a sigh of frustration. His cock achingly hard with need, he takes a breath before returning to the top of the bed, loosening her ties before flipping her back over onto her back. As her head falls back over the bed, her mouth falling open, his needs become undeniable, unresistible. Loosening his pants, he pushes his burning length deep into her throat. Her lips tighten around his shaft, the smear of her lipstick leaving a beautiful red signature along his length. Feeling her tongue wickedly caressing him as he thrusts in and out of her mouth just takes him to the very edge. Damn, this woman turns him on so much. Without realizing it, she was just so damn sexy. His thighs tensing, his balls tightening, the surge of his orgasm starts to rise. Pulling back quickly, he regains control of his need. Tying her to the top of the bed again, he traces his fingers firmly down her body, massaging her breasts hard before pinching her nipples viciously between finger and thumb, rubbing them intensely. Her body reacts so perfectly, moaning with desire. She arches her back, pushing her feet hard into the bed, his other hand sliding over her stomach and pushing between her thighs, where he presses three fingers deep inside her, finger-fucking her furiously as she moans louder and louder, feeling her buck against his hands, her pussy clenching along his fingers. Listening to her moans, her breaths getting faster, she tenses and pushes up as he pulls his fingers out quickly, denying her the orgasm she wants so desperately. Kissing gently over her stomach, her body still trembling with need, his lips brush gently over her wet panties, enjoying the pulsing through the material. Slowly, the tip of his tongue dances around the edge of the material, caressing the length of her lips, sucking on them gently, before exploring her pussy with broad, long lashes of his tongue. Slowly, he circles her throbbing clit with the tip of his tongue, smiling as her thighs tense around his head, sucking it hard between his teeth. He hums against it, sending vibrations of pleasure moving through her body. Her hips rising, pushing against his lips. Desperate need engulfing her body. As her pussy clutches needily, he slows his tongue down, accentuating the desire, prolonging it. Pulling his head away, just for a moment, he observes her lying on the bed, writhing and desperate with need, before taking three fingers and just spanking them on her clit, watching her body writhe in pleasure at the sensation of electricity moving through it. And again another spank, harder this time, sending vibrations moving through her body. before putting his lips back around her clit and licking it, sucking it, speeding up, his fingers pushing inside her wet pussy, massaging as he sucks on her clit. Her legs push over his shoulders as her orgasm grows. Wrapping them tightly around his head, she pulls him in close as her clit explodes in an avalanche of pleasure. Not willing to let go, he continues to lick slowly against her clit, circling it, sucking it hard. And again the waves of her orgasm continue to flood up and down her body, the sensations moving through her too much to bear. His hands grasped at her ass tightly, holding her hard against his mouth as he relentlessly extends her orgasm. Ignoring the pleas for mercy, he continues eating her pussy as it clutches wildly at his tongue, screaming in pleasure, her body convulsing with the avalanche of desire. Lifting his head, her juices dribbling from his stubbled chin, he slides from the bed, unties her and pulls her up firmly. Pushing her hard against the wall, she parts her legs before he slides a hand between them, feeling the dripping pleasure from her panties, before sliding them to one side. Unable to ignore his need any longer, he pulls her hips back towards him, before thrusting long and hard into her pussy, her lips sucking at every inch as he pounds deep inside of her, the head of his cock rubbing up and down the walls of her pussy. Feels so damn good inside her. His fingernails grip hard into her pelvis as he feels his cock swelling inside her. Her orgasm still pulsing just accentuates the intensity of pleasure of her pussy around his cock. Feeling her core muscles pulsing up and down his shaft, massaging every inch of his length, his thighs tense, his balls tighten, knowing he can't control it any longer. God, the way she comes just makes him so hard. The eruption of his orgasm burns along the length of his cock as he feels his warm cum filling her completely. His final strokes deep and punishing, forcing her to cry out as another orgasm cascades through her body. Still pulsing, he pulls from her pussy, turns her and pushes his fingers through her hair. Obediently, she knows a sign. She falls to her knees, quickly taking his pulsing cock into her mouth. Grasping his balls, she massages him as he continues to thrust deep into her throat, his warm cum filling her mouth. He shudders as her tongue caresses around his cock, tasting every last drop. His fingers slide through the silk blindfold, looking down. He is met with her beautifully satisfied gaze, his cum dripping down her chin, as she gently continues to slide her lips up and down his shaft, sending fresh bolts of electricity shooting through his body. So, that was a request from someone who wanted the male view. They wanted the male view. So, so that was the male view. I hope you enjoyed it anyway. Now, don't forget, you can send in your request, devlin@wilddesires.com, and I will do my best to satisfy your carnal lusts on this show. So, until next week, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.